Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of The Geist of Trend Jode, courtesy of KevBot on the Discord.
Mm-hmm.
That is a reference to either the Bruce Springsteen song and album, or possibly the Rage remix. Did they just remix it with like some horns?
Dude, sick ass cover.
Some drum machines. Anyways. I am Jack and you are Miles.
Mm-hmm.
And these are some of the things that are trending on this Tuesday, May 31st, the last day of May, pretty sure. BTS is trending.
Yeah.
They're at the White House to discuss anti-Asian hate with one Joseph Robinette Biden.
Looks like a cool photo op.
Mm.
I mean, granted, you know, BTS is massively influential on the internet and they got the whole army, but like, felt like when Olivia Rodrigo went there and it's like, I need to align the White House with cool people shit.
Mm.
But yeah, they're there. The army is loving it. The BTS army fans, they're loving it. They're, you know, they're all dressed up nice. I don't know. I'm just like looking, it just feels so like transparently like, okay, what if Joe Biden takes pictures with BTS? What would that do to the polls?
Yeah, again, one of those meetings it would be great to just get a look at, you know, or if anybody can give us details of what the meeting was like, where they came up with this brainstorm.
Right.
It's someone's job to be like social media like manager for Biden White House, you know.
Oh, I'm sure.
Unofficially or officially.
Yeah. Can't wait till like Pete Davidson shows up too. That'll be a moment as well.
I mean, that's probably gonna happen, right?
If I'm being my most cynical, they've got another card to play to be like, oh, you thought Joe Byron wasn't cool? Well, what about this? This is the creator of rollerblades. Like, wait, what? I don't know. I think I'll be wowed even more when I'm the inevitable celeb collab for, you know, getting the vote out materializes this fall.
Yeah. That Biden lets Pete Davidson dress him for a week. I feel like that would be good.
God. That, yeah, that probably, and he has like fake tattoos and stuff. I'm like, look, he did it.
Right. Anyways, Mountain Dew Outpost. I think we might have mentioned it, that it was happening on a earlier episode, but I don't think we really dug in to the like half what a paragraph is? Snippet that okay. I've put into the doc here. But yeah, they're basically doing.
Oh, right. Because we said Lydia. Wait, we did talk. Wasn't it? Remember, I was like, yo, Lydia needs to go to this.
It was a couple weeks ago. Yeah, that was a couple weeks ago. But now we have more information. And also, it is timely. We have a mere 5 days to designate our Mountain Dew correspondent and send them to Mountain Dew Outpost, which will be open from June 4th to June 12th, 2022. Which I believe is this year. Again, no way to know until midnight tonight, but I do believe. From 8 a.m. Eastern time until dusk, they're leaving that one open because, you know, sometimes you want to keep it a little blurry as to when it's closing time, when you got the dew coursing through your body. The area will offer a variety of activities. Could have used varietal there, chose not to. The people at Mountain Dew should just, you know, take a second pass at this press release. The area will offer a variety of activities, including a scavenger hunt for limited edition Mountain Dew camouflage bottles.
Oh my God.
So not
Jack, we got to go to, I mean, you had me at camouflage.
Like, in addition, the special never released Mountain Dew flavors will be part of a tasting while supplies last.
Okay. They say that they've poured a lot of money into like this outpost. Like they have done permanent like improvements to this site. Apparently it's at Mount Doe. A clever name.
Yeah.
Out there out in Tennessee.
And that's where Mountain Dew comes from, is the hills of Tennessee.
just tapping those hills for Mountain Dew, like the origin story of Mountain Dew.
Anyways, you know, I the thing I'm taking from this, love the idea of a Mountain Dew tasting, and I'm going to bring a couple flavors of Mountain Dew that I haven't tried to recordings for the remainder of the week once I feel like my body can handle it. You know, but I think I got a 20-ounce thrashed apple at a Ralph's/Kroger. The other day, and also a 20-ounce the Flamin' Hot one, which I'm very curious, but have not been able to bring myself to try them yet because, as you know, once I pop,
I cannot stop.
Another thing that is trending: there is a new trailer for a live-action Pinocchio starring Tom Hanks, JGL. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who I think will be playing Pinocchio. And Pinocchio is the one character we don't really see much of the iconic original. We see a Tom Hanks who looks somewhere between deranged and very stoned, as you pointed out.
Oh, dude, Tom Hanks as Geppetto. He looks like some fucking deadhead who's like, fuck, my doll came to life. It's like his energy.
Tom Hanks doesn't miss that often, but when he does, it often involves his hair and his desire to grow it out.
Wait, like what would be another one?
Angels and Demon and Angels and Demon.
Oh, Angel, Angels Angel and Demon.
And the Da Vinci's Codes.
Yeah, that. He had that like long, wispy hair in that one, right?
That is a oral history that I need somebody to do the oral history where they go into like the decision to give him long hair.
Right.
I read the dang Da Vinci Code, just searching for clues as to where the decision came from to give him long, weird hair. No evidence in the book that I could find that said he had
an inexplicable hairline.
Inexplicable hairline and length. But anyways, he looks like a shaggy Geppetto. I don't think that the hair is going to keep me from enjoying it. And in fact, the level of commitment that is on display from Tom Hanks as Geppetto. Like, it seems like there's a pathos that is like coursing through. Like,
yeah, he's probably think all of his dreams and hopes that he have for Chet. He's like, I use that to motivate my haunted Geppetto character about
right.
someone who's just trying to get it right for once, maybe. And this little wooden doll, maybe it won't. Could you imagine Pinocchio's like, air me now, Geppetto? And he's like, fuck!
No!
Again! I'm cursed. What have I done?
As you pointed out.
Wagwan died. What the fuck?
Let's take a quick break, because when we come back, we're going to talk about a story that ties into Tom Hanks's hair.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
And we're back. And so Robert Langdon, the character, I believe, that Tom Hanks plays in
Trajan
The Da Vinci
Langdon.
Code, Trajan Langdon's dad, maybe, is one of the big... Have you read that or seen that movie?
I saw the first one because Paul Bettany, who plays Silas, is an Arsenal fan. And I only went because my mom was like, interviewed him. And she's like, Paul Bettany likes Arsenal. And I was like, okay, I'll check right, this I'm shit in. Out. I'm like, in. Okay, you freaky motherfucker. Okay, with the self-flagellation all night. I'm like, this mm-hmm. is... It's funny because at first I didn't care because it was one of those books everyone's dad was talking about when I was in high school.
My dad liked it so much that I right. read that shit.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I honored the, like, my friend's dads who were like, oh, the Da Vinci, you know, it's Bosch before Bosch and shit.
Right.
And they're like, oh, you got to, I got love. Oh, man, the angels and demons too coming out, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, no clue. So I watched it once and I kept it moving.
Don't want to yuck anyone's yum on this one. It's, I will just say the premise is that Da Vinci, like, was aware of the secret society. There's like a good premise hidden in there. But the way he's sending messages across time is via like word jumbles and like the level of like puzzle that you find in like a like USA Today life and arts section.
Right.
So super producer Brian just suggested New York Times Sunday crossword, which way too difficult. Way too difficult. Yeah. Anyways, we do want to talk about the Mona Lisa because best work of art ever. I think we all agree on that. Nobody doubts it, except for the fact that the hands are too complicated and it makes it seem like art is too hard. But people just defaced it.
Well, yeah, they defaced the plastic cover that, you know, because that shit's hermetically sealed.
That's what I go for. I go for mostly the plastic cover, and sometimes I will look through it to the Renaissance painting behind it.
I like
mainly
to get a nice
for the plastic cover.
Reflective angle so I can't see anything on it. And I just, I stand in awe of the reflective glass. But yeah, someone just dressed up like an old person, got up close, smeared this cake all over the Mona Lisa. And I think the whole thing, the guy was like, it was a protest about, like, or the, you know, earth death, essentially. Saying, think of the earth. There are people who are destroying the earth. Think about it. Artists tell you, think of the earth. That's why I did this.
Yeah, I think it would have been in the Da Vinci Code if that was really a problem we needed to worry about. So I'm good, man.
But, Silas wasn't talking about that. And if it was bad, he would have been talking about that there behind it. And he wasn't. So
thank you.
Take that.
Kanye is trending. He started a marketing agency, Donda Sports.
Yeah.
And they've signed Aaron Donald, basically the best player in the NFL. He's a defensive player, so fewer people have probably heard his name than other Aarons.
Oh, Jack, I heard of him just now. So, you know, don't count me out.
2021 NBA All-Star Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
Who is in the finals. But the other news that I just saw hit is that Aaron Donald is saying he might retire after winning the Super Bowl last season. So that's a quick turnaround.
All right, man.
I mean, hey, that's
maybe bigger
for
things.
NFL players. Maybe not always the worst thing.
No, you know, absolutely. Be like, you know what?
I think we're good here.
I think I will protect my cranium or protect my head rather than my neck. But yeah, this is his foray into sports, man. This will be interesting. I don't know what that means, like what you get as like being signed to Donda Sports. Is it the new clutch? Only time will tell.
Yeah. And finally, what's that?
I'm just trying to think, what is the benefit for Jaylen Brown to sign with Donda Sports?
He thinks Kanye is cool.
Yeah, right. Like I'm curious what the proposal is from Donda Sports to a potential client. That where they're differentiating outside of like, and you could have Kanye's phone number.
Right.
Which may be good enough for some people. But anyway, look.
It's just, it's interesting that it's a marketing agency. Because marketing, like, definitely seems like Kanye's, like, approach to marketing doesn't seem like it's something that can be just expanded across to other celebrities.
Right. I'm sure what it means is, like, if people wanted to kind of be in the same silo of like creative projects that Kanye is, then it's like, oh, then I want that as an athlete or something. Good luck.
Yeah. And finally, Stranger Things 4 kicked off and broke the all-time record on Netflix with 287 million hours viewed since it dropped.
This shit is fucking wild. I've only seen the first two episodes, and I was like looking at Her Majesty. I'm like, wait, is it always this violent? I'm like, I remember motherfuckers getting like impaled and shit,
right?
Previously, so it wasn't always like, you know, vanilla type stuff. But this time, I was like, they did something with on-screen violence I have never even thought of. Like, I didn't even conceive of what I saw on the screen. I was like, that's new.
Wow.
Okay, Duffer Bros. Going for it.
That's interesting.
But yeah. So
they're growing it up with, like, they're doing the Harry Potter thing where the show gets more mature as the cast and audience grows up, maybe?
Oh, were people getting dismembered in Harry Potter?
No. No.
Oh, okay. So there was still like
people died.
There was like a line, right?
The first one is like very much like a children's book.
Where it's like someone that goes into a room and then disappears kind of thing. It's like, and then they died. That's why they're not there. But yeah, no, I think it's going out with a bang. I remember like in the buildup, Millie Bobby Brown was saying like, they need to start killing people off like Game of Thrones. I was like, who do you have beef with on the cast? That'd be cool. But I think, you know, they're still in high school and now they're just dealing with high school things. Right. And there is a depiction of the San Fernando Valley. I was shocked to learn that it was shot in a state that has good tax deductions for film and TV production. So it was actually shot in New Mexico. So shout out New Mexico for being a stand-in for the Valley.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Tuesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.